recording?
Yep.
I started.
Yep, I started.
According to 9 o'clock at 6 o'clock. Call a meeting to order. It is the meeting of the Yakima County Planning Commission. Sorry. On Wednesday, November 9th, 2022, 6 o'clock. Roll call. Noel?
Sorry. Robert?
Here.
Doug?
Here.
Holly?
Here.
Jerry?
Here.
And Kyle is absent, and Mike said he wasn't going to be making it.
Yep.
Something's really serious.
The hero wrestle.
I think it could be.
Yeah.
Sorry, we don't have.
Can we just turn this one off and then let's just go with it?
There we go. How's that? That's better.
First item on the, or the next item on the agenda is public comment of anything that's not on the agenda.
I turned off the water, so.
During the end, we'll move on.
Yeah, I did.
I think you're going to leave it on.
Okay, so.
I'll just.
It's up to you.
Next item, old business, is approval of LRN 21-005. SAP 20-00, the Kate Spetner finding of facts and recommendations. You should have all gotten copies of that on your email today. We don't have any questions or concerns or anything on what was presented.
This one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's this one.
Yeah.
Hey, Doug, if you,
okay.
No, I was just going to say, Phil can provide you a quick summary about what those findings are about.
Yeah, the findings are also in hard copy in front of you tonight, same version that was emailed to this afternoon. It basically, the whereas is just go through the process with the hearings and the notifications. The reason for action, pretty much repeat the process, going through the process, the notifications, the hearings. The real findings are in on page four, which is a transcription of Mike Shuttleworth's motion that you all adopted, or that your motion adopted. And he, you know, remember he read all the things that he found, and so we've inserted those into the findings document here. We changed a few words, like instead of saying we find, or I find, Mike, when Mike read it, he said I find. So we changed that to we find since you adopted the motion. And there were some other clarifications that we added to make the sentences flow better. But basically, it's Mike's findings that you adopted 2 weeks ago.
And I'm not sure that we agreed 100% with everything that he said. We voted to deny the motion, which is a little bit different. But I'm not saying that we don't agree with what he said.
Yeah.
We didn't. I don't know that we said yes. We agree with everything he said.
Yeah.
We didn't do that.
Exactly. We didn't know, and this is the only thing we had to go on since you didn't.
It's the only testimony that we
have. Yeah. So if you want to strike any of these numbers 1 through 14 or page 4 and 5, that would be up to you tonight.
I guess my question is, does the county staff agree or disagree with anything that you said?
Well, I mean, to me, it's just a reflection of the reasons that Mike gave us, because during he made the motion and during the discussion, he read those items and nobody contested those items or added any additional items. And the vote doesn't necessarily mean that it's reflecting everybody agreed or disagreed with those items. It's just that those were what were presented as reasons for his motion when he came to it.
So if you want us to change the language to just say that that's the findings that were presented?
I would do that.
Just so it doesn't, you know, and then...
This is the presentation that was given.
Mm-hmm.
The motion was there. We voted on the motion.
Sure, we can do that. We can make that change. However, I think, you know, we want to move forward with this just to make sure, just because we're such on a short timeline to get these done by December, we can promise you that we'll make that change if you guys can, you know, make a motion to approve them tonight, sign them, and then we'll just make that change and send them out to you.
I'll move that we approve finding of fact with the changes that we just discussed.
Yep, that's perfect.
And anybody want to second that?
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. I think I've already made the discussion. I say I'm not disagreeing with what he said, but that wasn't what we voted.
Yeah, we kind of had the same, but we also, like, since he did read through all of those as his reasoning for the motion, and then it wasn't really discussed.
It should be included.
Yeah.
We kind of
were the same.
Okay.
We had discussions about it too.
Any other discussion on this matter? Call for a vote. Then we can see each other, all in favor.
Oh yeah, this will be easier.
Anyone who says adopted, raise their hand. All opposed? Okay.
So we'll also change the ending to say the vote was 3-1.
Yes.
Okay.
This was the vote 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
This is your findings tonight.
We just need to flip the page. He just needs to attest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or not attest, but oppose. He can write his name in as opposed.
Right. On the signature page.
Okay.
Everybody would vote to approve except for Robert.
Yeah. We usually have a line like that. Like you can just write opposed.
Yep.
And leave the 4-1 vote.
The 4-1 was last week's vote.
That was a deny approval.
Yeah.
That was a recommendation.
Yeah. And so this vote on that page is where he'll just write
just
opposed.
Just a signature.
Yeah.
Okay.
Say opposed.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Doug, before you move on, did you guys take care of the approval of the meeting minutes, October 19th, 26th. Meeting minutes.
There you go.
No, you did not. Whoa. Can I stand up?
Your Honor.
He's buying a beer, right?
Yeah.
You're right. I missed that. We got the approval of the meeting minutes first for October 19th. We all should have received those. Any comments, questions, concerns about that?
So moved.
It's been moved that we approve the minutes of October 19th.
We'll second.
Second it. All in favor, raise your hand. Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Now the minutes of October 26th. Any concerns with that?
Move to approve.
And move.
Second.
Move and second that we approve the minutes for the meeting of the 26th. In favor, raise your hand. Carries 5-0. We already went through the public comment. We went through A of old business. Now we are for a hearing. So we will open a public hearing on LRN 22-00/SEP 22-04, granted biennial comprehensive plan map amendment to add and remove the mineral resource overlay mining building and move to Noel.
Can you guys hear back there?
A little bit.
Okay. We can move the mic a little closer, too. Or Doug, actually, Doug.
Are those speakers?
Yeah, I just... They're working, but I think... I'm kind of out of time here. I'm just sitting there, so...
Can you hear, like,
people
speaking
right
here?
Yeah. This one's not very loud, Phil.
I'll just get louder.
That was the one that was going high-pitched on us.
Okay.
Those screamers.
All right, well, if people can't hear me, just tell me to speak up. But Noel Madera, Yakima County Planning Long Range Planner, and I'm going to be presenting the proposal for and the county's review for the Granite Rally Comprehensive Plan Map Amendment. So just a quick summary of this proposal. The applicants applied for this proposal in January during our biennial application cycle that was open. The proposal is to add and remove land within the Mineral Resource Overlay, the MRO, and to add or remove land from the Mining Zoning District. And this proposal was split into two different areas for the staff reports, just for kind of ease of review. And so I'm going to kind of break it down into the two different areas just to make it a little bit easier. And then these RCWs on here, RCW 3670A130, is what gives us the authority to and the ability to do these biennial plan amendments to update the comp plan. So just for reference, these are the areas that we're talking about. Area 2, the staff recommended parcel that we added in, and then Area 1, and that's kind of just to show you kind of where along 82 this is for anybody that doesn't know. And then I just kind of did another one just kind of circling these areas a little bit just to hone it in. And then, again, back to the mineral resource overlay designation, I did just want to kind of talk about that just a little bit. The MRO, it overlays on top of the current land use designation, so all of these parcels already have land use designations in addition to the MRO. It kind of sits on top of that land use designation, and it isn't a zoning, but it functions like a zoning because it changes what land uses are allowed if you have the MRO. And so to be able to mine, you would have to have the MRO on your property to do long-term mining. And then the big difference with like the mining zoning district and the MRO is that the MRO allows you to do long-term mining, but the mining district allows you to batch, which is the definitions are listed below. So the batching is where you can use the mined material, sand and gravel, to create asphalt and cement, concrete. And then the mineral processing, which would be like the crushing, sorting, that's allowed if you're in the MRO. If you don't have the MRO and the mining district, you can't do the batching. So it's just one thing to keep in mind. So Area 1. With this proposal, they're wanting to reconfigure the parcels with the MRO land use designation to remain on the eastern portion and then rezone that area into the mining district, go from the remote extremely limited development potential to the mining district to keep that all on the eastern portion of that. And then also that parcel B is not currently in the mineral resource overlay, but they want to include a portion of it on the eastern side in the MRO and zone it mining. Everything on the western side would stay in the rural remote land use designation and the rural remote or the remote extremely limited development potential zoning district. And parcel B right now is vacant, and parcel group C is in mining operation. So the area in blue is parcel group C, and then the area in red is parcel B. And then currently, this is the current land use designation, and it's MRO on the three parcels and the underlying land use designation. And then parcel B, you can see, doesn't have the MRO on it. And and then the proposed designation would kind of follow this line. So it would kind of follow that ridge line. And then everything that's kind of on the red side would be out of the MRO, and everything on the blue side would either stay in the MRO or be added in the MRO. And then same thing with the zoning. Current zoning for all of these parcels is remote extremely limited development potential, and then the proposal would then follow that same line and have the mining on the eastern side and the RELDP on the western side. And then for the review criteria, our code requires us to address all of these review criteria, the GMA and comp plan consistency, the mapping criteria for the MRO consistency, the site suitability, proposed designation is more consistent with the proposed designation than the current designation. Resource changes must respond to substantial changes in conditions, adequate public facilities, and it will not pressure additional amendments in the surrounding area. And when we reviewed this, we felt that it met those criteria, and we staff recommends approval for Area 1. So then Area 2, in this area, this is the four parcels, and they the parcels are currently in rural self-sufficient land use designation with MRO on about 17 acres of that area. And then they want to change that zoning to pull it from the MRO and pull the mining district from it and just return that to rural zoning. And the current use there is residential and vacant. And so you can see there's a few residential sites, but for the most part, it's vacant. And then this is the current land use designation with the MRO on kind of the hashed marked spots. And then the rest is just rural self-sufficient. And they want to make it so it's all just rural self-sufficient and pull the mining or the MRO from that whole area. So yeah. It could no longer be mined.
If you go back, are those in the left corner, are those where those developed houses were?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, those lines.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, the two, let me go back to the photo.
Yeah, I was trying to think which way I'm facing when you...
Yeah, these two right here, that actually, those homes have been removed and they've been working on replacing them.
Okay.
They've been working with planning for a while, but since it's zoned mining, it's challenging to replace a home.
Yeah.
This one's vacant, and then there's a home right here, but once they do plan on doing a boundary line adjustment to encompass the house onto the smaller parcel, and then the larger parcel will just have vacant land.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
We're back on that picture. Where is the water, the irrigation plant?
It's all the way over. It's off of this.
Okay.
Yeah, it's off of this a little bit.
I see the little notch.
And then the mining zoning district is the same thing. They just want to remove it and just put it into rural zoning district. So again, mining won't be able to occur on these parcels once this happens, if it's approved. And then we reviewed this area with the same criteria, and we felt it meets that criteria. And then the staff recommended parcel. So this parcel is one where, it, you know, with our historical photos, it goes back. It's been used in the mining operation since 1998. It was never included within the MRO. And what Tommy was saying is that back when they were designating some of these areas with the Mineral Resource Task Force, they didn't like adding parcels that had homes on it. And so he thinks that's why it was excluded, because there are two homes on this parcel. But they do want to add, or they didn't include this in there, but we feel it needs to be included in the MRO in the mining district, because it does have mining operation already on it, and a land use that's under appeal is on that parcel. And so current use is mining operation, residential, and agriculture. And these are where those locations are, the two residences, the fruit warehouses, and then the mining operation, which stockpiling is, we consider that part of a mining operation. And so if that's, even if it's just stockpiling, that's still a mining operation to us. And then—
Where on that picture then is going back to the rural self-sufficient?
I can't remember if it's right here. I think it might be right between these, but I'm getting it on. Right between these two structures, because this is the residence is here, and then everything from here over is all agricultural buildings.
Okay, so where the houses are now, would them be allowed to be stopped, removed and stockpiled?
They're planning on removing those homes, but yeah, they could do stockpiling right there if they wanted to. Yeah, so it kind of would be like that is what that would end up being. And then this one, the review criteria for this was actually part of Area 1, since it's kind of connected to Area 1 on that backside. And so staff recommends approval for this because it was part of that review criteria. And then, that's just talking about that we're fine with doing the boundary line adjustment and getting the rural ag buildings off and then doing the mining. That's all I'm kind of mentioning on this slide. And before I go into the summary, I do just want to make it clear that this is also just we're just talking about the designations. It would not mean approval to mine. So in the one area that's not currently in the MRO, by adding it into the MRO, into the mining district, if that were approved, it would still have to have a land use approval to actually mine in that area. Because this isn't the project permit, this is just the land use designations that allow someone to apply for a project permit. So I do just want to clarify that. And then this is just the table that's in the staff report where it kind of breaks down the areas that are currently in the MRO and areas that are going out. In Group A, it does say 29 acres, but it's really like 17 because that one is split zone, but it's, I don't know the exact amount, so I just put that all of that is being pulled out of the MRO for the Group A. And then with Parcel B and Parcel C, you can see that currently between those, and the staff recommended, between all 5 of those parcels, there's currently 24 acres in the MRO, and then after this proposal, there'll be 19 acres. So they're, for that side, that area of one, they're going down 5 acres in what they can mine on that side. And then, just quickly, I do want to talk about, the letter from the Yakama Nation, the comment letter. These four highlighted parcels are parcels that are part of the current litigation with the Yakama Nation in Yakama County and Granite. The Area 2, they're proposing to remove it. So it's, if it gets removed, then it would just not be litigated. It wouldn't be part of the litigation. I mean, it might still be part of the litigation, but it can no longer be mined, and so the concerns with the Yakama Nation wouldn't be an issue. But this area, this parcel right here, the staff recommended it is part of the litigation with the appeal. And I talked with our corporate counsel about that today, and he said that he did feel that it's fine for us to have recommended it because it is actively being mined. It has historically been mined, and it is part of that appeal because it does have a land use approval on it from the 2015 land use decision that is currently in appeal. But the two points that I talked to him about making today was that when we talked about because the Yakama Nation's letter, what they have expressed that they have concerns with is any land coming into the MRO or the mining zoning district, which would be that one small area that we're adding in and the staff recommended would be new to the MRO. But those areas are, if this were approved and we finalize it, it won't be applied onto those properties until the boundary line adjustment has been finalized, because we're working with our corporate counsel and Granite's lawyers on finalizing a development agreement that would say that the zoning won't apply until the boundary line adjustment's been accomplished. And so if there are problems with agreements on the boundary line adjustment, well then, if it doesn't get finalized, then the land use just never would change if it were approved. And then the second point that I talked to him about making was that regardless of what decision you guys make today, the recommendation goes to the Board of Yakima County Commissioners and Don Anderson, the corporate counsel for the county who's representing the county in this Granite appeal, will be on study sessions with the Board of County Commissioners and at the hearing, and he will advise them if what the final decision is, if it's a conflict of that appeal settlements, then he will let them know. But I do know that appeal is in current settlement discussions, that I just am not part of those discussions, and so I can't speak to them any more than that. The applicant's agent might be able to add to that if he has more information. But that's kind of my presentation, and then we're obviously here for the open record hearing to take public comment, and then deliberations, and then if you deliberate and come to a decision, if you're comfortable with the findings of fact that was provided, we can finalize that too, so we can move this forward to the Board of County Commissioners.
Thank you.
And that's all I have, but I can maybe get it back onto that map if you think that might be helpful. The main one that shows, maybe the one.
Well, let's hold on that, and as the public comes up to speak, they may want different pictures for the presentation. Anybody that wants to come up to talk, please come up to the podium, identify yourself, and you've got the floor.
Okay. You have to have my presentation. I'm Adam Griffin.
They all have it. I might have a copy if you want it, but they do have a copy of it.
Okay.
Might have to hold that.
Oh, thank you.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
No.
Is it on?
Can you hear me okay?
No.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay,
can you
hear me now? Okay. So thank you for sending us a letter so we could respond to it. My wife and son and I own 9 acres up on the hill along Bud's place there. And so when I was looking at it, I'm looking at that proposal in terms of objective evidence and stuff. So there's some things in this document that was written by Granite, I think. And there's a number of things in there that are claimed but no objective evidence. For example, resources, cultural resources. I forget the wording, but there's no evidence of that. No, nothing pointing to who, where is the value, who, what is the value. So I put a lot of comments in there. You know, it took me like 2-3 hours to go through that, and they're like screen captures with red lines, but I'm an aerospace engineer, so I'm able to like look at facts and look for objectivity, and so there's a lot missing in there. And now the safety concerns I have safety is what I'm really looking at first. And so in area 2 over here, but I have 2 safety concerns. One is for a resident who's right over here with his horse Lucky. Okay, I don't know if anyone, Monica and I went over there, we met somebody over there, so we're aware that there's somebody 700 feet from here. So I don't understand the implications of blasting over there. I just don't know. And there's in the document that I reviewed from Granite, it didn't explain, you know, what is the amplitude of the explosions? How many? When will it occur? So I do have some safety concerns for somebody who I think is living right here, 700 feet from this corner. So I don't know where the explosions would go on. So my other safety concern is that the aqueduct, which runs all the way underneath here, is 2,000 feet from, you know, this neighborhood. And so I don't understand the implication of that. I included a report from the Army Corps of Engineers who created all this at the end of the document. And so my concern is that if multiple explosions go off over here, that you shouldn't have a convergence of impulses that damage something in the aqueduct. And I don't understand enough about it. It would take me a month probably to really understand. But I'm just hoping that there's no... So safety concern one was here, the resident safety, or occupant, he owner occupant. Safety concern two is there any way this could be damaged by a confluence of events? I don't know. And then the third concern is our property is up right here. I just want to make sure that when we finally figure out how to build our apartment stuff up there and businesses, that there's nothing up here, no impulses going on. Because say we have residents living in there, and we're getting phone calls, and you know, we just want to make sure that there could be an impulse from there, here, or here. And so I just don't understand it.
How do you access your lot? Just out of curiosity, I should have looked at the map. Is there a road there
once
now?
Once the road gets put in, Bud's place goes right through our property.
Okay, just curious.
We're going to have to wait until the road's installed until we move forward.
I see.
What road is that?
It's Bud's place.
So we've got Bud's Place is this road here, and I named this Adams Avenue because that, my name's Adam, it points right towards.
Okay, so Bud's Place is already a road.
Yeah.
But you need Adams Avenue to be built.
No, I need Bud's Place. Oh. I need to find Adams Avenue in my head and put a street sign out there.
Okay.
Bud's Place is the one that you know, goes through our property and mentioned that need be utilized for apartments or other.
How do you get on to Bud's Place?
Hmm?
Where do you get on to Bud's Place?
Well, the way we tried to go through this neighborhood, that's but it's blocked. Okay, that's why we learned as a resident there. So we go up and around this way.
So you come from the north and come around.
Yeah, we took our Subaru up here. We actually were able to get up, in here. There's another entrance here somehow, but you have to have a four up. No, it's not that bad.
Okay.
So anyway, hopefully all the stuff I wrote in there isn't too much, but I am just, I'm worried about safety, and I'm worried about objectivity in that report. And in the very last page of the report, it asks the applicant, hey, do you have any photographs of like structures, or I forget what it was, and the answer is no. So why? That doesn't seem right to me. Okay, but thank you very much for letting us come.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Turn.
Test. Okay, my name is James Essig with Granite Construction Company. I'm the resource development manager for Granite, and has been part of the original CUP application, which was submitted in 2015 with Yakima County. First off, I just want to remind everybody that we're dealing with a map amendment and a rezone, not a conditional use permit. That's what's currently being litigated with the Yakima Nation. If there are questions or concerns about the impacts of blasting, I would turn your attention to the Sealamazi Irrigation District letter that was submitted. We did some extensive work with them during the original application and are currently conducting monitoring during blasting activities at the entrance of the tunnel and the adjacent houses that are within the Rally Quarry property. Since late 2021, Granite and the Yakima Nation have been discussing in good faith the terms of an agreement that would allow Granite to expand its mining operations at the Rally Quarry while addressing the Yakima Nation's cultural resource concerns. As recently as last week, Council for Granite and the Nation were in contact regarding the terms of this agreement. Our request for the rezone and the comprehensive plan amendment is consistent with those proposed settlement conditions between the parties. The application for the comp plan amendment was a proactive approach on Granite's part, submitted in January of 22, due to the long time cycles for the county accepting applications. Biennial, it means every 2 years, right? So I knew if I missed January 22, we reached settlement. I'm waiting another 2 years to submit this and then get back to where we are here today. The rezone and comp plan amendment facilitate a future BLA, as Noel addressed, to reconfigure the parcels, to basically change the property lines or the parcel boundaries to kind of fit more with the resources and the lay of the land and the current operations and the adjacent fruit stand. As the Rowleys continue to operate the fruit stand, that's part of their livelihood, just as the quarry is. So that's all been a kind of a historic operation there that they continue to operate. That's all I have for you today. Thank you. Appreciate you listening to us and reviewing our application. Thank you.
Anybody else on this topic?
Seeing none, close the public hearing. And we can go to deliberations. What I think I heard is this, actually it's just a slight map amendment, mostly there in area one where it's basically looking at some contour and the resources available to kind of change what's available to be mined and what, and then giving away some that's not really of great interest to be mined. And then down on along the road, there's a couple of houses. And they can use that area for whatever, not to mine, but for stockpiling or parking equipment or whatever. The area two, and that's supposed to be a 5-acre lot, the houses down there, 10-5.
In area two.
The house.
Oh, you mean is it 5-acre?
Yeah, is there a 5-acre minimum down there?
There is, but if those lots are already smaller, they're just, we call them like undersized lots in our code, I think, okay. So it's not.
So they're just grandfathered in?
They're just grandfathered in, correct.
Anybody else? Another 3 cents in? Anybody want to make a motion?
Make a motion to make an affirmative motion to approve the amendment.
It's been moved to approve the amendment. I hear a second.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded to approve the amendment as presented. Call for a vote now.
Oh, I'll have him do it.
Do it.
He's got the next
okay. All right. Robert?
Yes.
Kyle?
Yes.
Doug?
Yes.
Holly?
Yes.
And Jerry?
Yes.
Okay.
Motion carried. 5-0.
5-0. That was to approve the findings of fact and recommendation.
Well, that was the vote. Now we'll go to the finding of
okay.
fact.
Okay.
Yes.
Which they already kind of presupposed that.
Well, I highlighted, and in my email I said, these mics are okay. Blowing me off a little bit.
So now we'll look at the finding of facts, which I thought was a cheat. This is kind of jumping the gun.
We're
proposed orders, that's what we call them in court, right?
Yes.
And my email I said, I am, everything that's highlighted can be changed. Or, I mean, really anything can be changed, yeah. But especially the highlighting.
Any concerns, questions with the finding of fact is presented? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the findings of facts.
It's been moved. We approve the finding of facts as presented.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Any comments? Discussion? Call for the vote.
You can say all in favor, and everybody can. I'll keep an eye out.
All right. All in favor, raise your hand.
Okay, great. Thank you.
5-0. All right.
Thank you.
Let's take about a 5-minute break.
We don't have the text amendments ready again, neither of them.
We're just wishful thinking.
There's nothing.
Oh, so we're not, the new business isn't here.
There is no new business yet.
Well, then we won't.
It's so new, it's not even done.
Okay. So new business is tabled till sometime later. Mel and Tommy's not even here, so that kind of...
Yeah.
All right. Subcommittee study groups. I don't think we have any.
Mm-mm. Not right now.
UOCC, we're going to save them all for Kyle.
Yeah.
We don't have a secretary. Next meeting is to be determined.
So December,
where everything?
December 14th is our next scheduled meeting. And I talked with Tommy this afternoon and asked him when he thought he would be done. He's not sure that we'll be ready before December 14th, so we might just do the study session then. But that seems okay.
You say he won't, or
he won't be ready prior. Like if we.
But he might be ready by then.
Yeah. Like I'm not sure if it's worth discussing getting another study session by the end of this month. I don't know that anything will be ready, and with Thanksgiving, I don't know how we would.
Well, we already talked about this. Once.
At least it
was introduced to us.
It was introduced. No study sessions have occurred yet, though, on it. He brought up he was having a hard time figuring out where to go on something, and he got some feedback on that, but he does not have a staff report done, so the study sessions have to be done. So probably December 14th, whether it's a hybrid, yet to be determined. If it's a hybrid, you might be able to participate, but if not, it's a study session, so if not, we can give you the recording like we've done it other times, so.
Okay. So we tentatively, we'll have a hearing or meeting somewhere at some time on December 14th.
Yeah. And we'll probably have that solidified later this month and can let everybody know.
For quorum number reasons, can Kyle keep doing this, or is there a certain point where he
can until the end of the year?
Until the end of the year.
He's not allowed to not show up.
Right.
And then after that.
It would be a bit of a conflict.
Well, yeah,
we still have one other vacancy, right?
Yeah.
So if anybody knows, anybody.
Yeah.
I know the last public hearing, mustache guy, McHenry.
He's like,
maybe I'd be interested in this. I don't know.
he would have to recuse himself on his stuff.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is what, a quarter of what we've done this year on that public initiated. So. He would have to recuse himself, but anybody can.
Yeah.
The board actually, so maybe in January, board will be.
Let's adjourn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Discussion.
We have the signature page for the Peyton, speaking of which, and we'll make the change above this, but if you want to sign it today, then we'll have a complete package.
We're just passing around one sheet.
Okay.
Right,
meeting is adjourned. Okay. At 6:42.